Alfie and Charlie at breakfast.
BBC Newcastle, radio for the North East.
Now, it's being claimed the North East could soon be known around the world for its digital industries, in the same way it was once famous for being one of the driving forces behind the Industrial Revolution. An estimated 25,000 people already work in the digital sector right here in the North East. Our reporter Tara Parshar has been to see one Newcastle digital firm that says it's almost doubled its workforce in the past year alone.
Digital and technology can be transformational for the North East, for not just for Newcastle, but the surrounding cities as well, Sunderland and Durham and the surrounding areas.
Mike Parker is the co-founder of the digital agency Orange Bus.
Historically, there's a lot of the Industrial Revolution, for example, was driven out of the North East. So we've got a good long history with engineering and technical solutions and driving change and bringing that on at a global scale. And I think we've maybe forgotten a little bit about our heritage, and I'm hoping that the digital and technology space will see a revival within the area and will be known throughout the world for that.
Orange Bus says one of the secrets behind its recent successes is that it invests 10% of its profits back into innovation. One product of this is its User Experience Lab, which helps other companies get feedback from their customers firsthand, for example, to test their websites. Joanne Rigby is the User Experience Director.
We'll get them to complete real tasks that they would do on the website and put them through scenarios where we'll observe what they're doing. And there'll be a camera on the top of the screen which is recording their facial expressions, everything we're seeing and recording, so we can look back at it later.
So what can someone's facial expression tell you about how good a website is?
Quite often people don't articulate exactly what they're thinking or feeling. We ask them to when we're going through the interview with their review, but quite often just being able to see their facial expressions is the most powerful thing that you can see when someone's dissatisfied with something, or they're confused, or equally when they're really happy and they're getting a really positive experience from something.
They say they also use virtual reality in innovative ways, such as using a virtual reality headset to transport people back to the way Newcastle's Castle Keep was hundreds of years ago.
I'm John Shepherd. I'm a senior developer here at Orange Bus. A visitor at Newcastle Castle, they could be standing in a room as it is today. They could then put the headset on and be transformed into sort of an old rendering of the castle, see it as it was, with possibly people, items, things going on around them, as if they were actually there in the room, because it gives you a very realistic sense of being in a place where you aren't, hence the name virtual reality.
This is a really surreal experience. I feel like I should be able to touch, but I know that I'm putting my arm out in front of myself and I'm not actually touching anything. And I can see the edge of a table. There isn't a table in this room. I can also look out of the window and see out into Newcastle. And it's actually quite a sort of disorienting experience. And I think the strangest thing is knowing that there are people in the room with you, but you can't see them. So you can't orient yourself around. I mean, I walked into a table. That was a real table, by the way. And it's not just Orange Bus that says the North East digital sector is on the rise. Another Tyneside firm, Ignite 100, invests in startups.
We invested in 10 companies in the end of 2013. We invested about £250,000 in total. And since then, two of those companies have closed, but the eight companies that are remaining are now worth nearly £40 million between them. So there's a really strong success rate there, and we hope to continue replicating that over the next few years.
That was Tristan Watson from Ignite 100, ending that report from BBC Newcastle's Tara Parashar. And staying with the digital theme, a reminder that you can visit the Make It Digital Roadshow here at the Sunderland Air Show this weekend between 10 in the morning and 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. It's a chance to find out how digital technology is shaping the North East's future and to take a sneaky peek at how it's used to create TV shows like Doctor Who. And the entry to the event is free. Sounds good, doesn't it? Just after 8:15.